welcome to the Windy Cat Con special, I guess.
We're at Windy Con 2019 in Lombard. And last year we did a special. It was, what movie did we watch last time, Mike?
Fucking 95ers, dude.
Awesome. It was great.
So good.
So we decided that since we're all in the same room, which never happens, and this is the con situation, we decided to do another special.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! We went to the dealer room. We found a couple movies. We're going to watch them, and we're going to review them for you.
So what's up for tonight, boys?
Evolver. this is a movie that sounds... It says cyberpunk in the description, so we thought, that sounds good. But it's from fucking, like, where's the year? I don't know.
2035. I think it was sent back from a cyberpunk
95
future.
Or sent yeah, it back to yeah. us.
2004.
Or 2004.
It looks like from, yeah. It looks like virtual combat combined with chopping mall.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah, there's a robot with a penis on his chest.
Oh yeah,
that kind of looks
there
like
sure
a Shredder version of Johnny Five.
Wait, that robot looks suspiciously like William H. Macy.
Well, that supposedly you claim he's in this. I still don't believe it.
Yeah, well, according to IMDb, the robot that we see somehow is William H.
Ooh.
Macy.
You know, I bet in the future of Evolver, William H. Macy is turned into an Evolver robot.
He can't be in this.
No, like, because he is this.
No, but his name isn't even on the fucking list. If you had William H. Macy at this time, you'd be on the list.
All right, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to settle this. We're going to turn this off now, watch the movie, and we'll come back and tell all of our listeners who wins, who's right, and who loses, who's wrong.
That sounds
fair.
Right,
that
Let's
sounds
do
fair.
It. All right, here we go.
Hello, I am Evolver.
Need another player or something?
Okay, this is too intense.
Evolver, ready to play.
Each time Evolver is defeated, he evolves up to the next level.
Okay, so we watched Evolver, and I think
it
it's
was
pretty...
W.H. Macy.
Yeah, William Macy.
That's not the same guy.
Yeah, that's totally not William H.
Well,
Macy.
Well, why is it then if you look up William H. Macy's IMDb, Evolver is listed?
Anybody can edit.
You probably
IMDb.
Got on there while we were watching the movie and hacked it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Fine, it is him.
Hacking was a big focus of this movie.
It really was.
Here's my question about that, though. So it is William H. Macy. That's confirmed.
As the robot.
And this movie came out in 2005. I said the wrong year before. But here's a question. Because if you're wondering what William H. Macy was doing at that point, I don't have a list of his movies in front of me.
Right?
In 95, yeah.
Okay. Wait.
You know what he was doing? But he appeared on Inside the Actors Studio in 94, so he had to have been doing shit.
What is your favorite Chris word? Sucker.
So why was he in this movie?
Why was he doing this?
Well, okay, I think what you're saying then, Mike, is you're saying this movie was not up to William H. Macy level.
That's why he did the WH credit.
I also really liked this movie.
I really hope he talked about this on Inside the Actors Studio.
This came out the year after. So I guess he could have been in production for it. So he's like, yeah, I just did Boogie Nights. Now I'm working on this great robo thriller. Oh my God.
Yeah, I like this movie.
Yeah, this was really fun.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, I think we all thought this was going to be just some dumb garbage pile.
Yeah. I don't think it's up to 95ers level.
No.
But it was a pleasant surprise to see that this was competently done and pretty fun, and the robot was stupid as hell.
Well, I like the robot. Yes,
yeah,
it
the
is
robot
stupid.
Was great.
A fun robot.
Yeah, it was very much, it reminded me of a cross between a gremlin and the chopping mall.
Yes, I did have the exact same, like, I was like, the gremlins, for some reason, really resonated with it.
Well, let's get into the plot for a little bit.
Okay.
Explain
all right.
kind of what this is.
So
go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Go
oh,
ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So there's this. So we open with this kid. I forget. I don't remember anyone's name except the Evolver robot.
Well, it's Ethan Embry.
Ethan Embry. He's in this. And he's playing like a virtual reality thing. This is kind of shades of The Last Starfighter, where if you win this virtual reality game, the prize is not to go save an alien civilization, it's to get a robot to play the game in real life.
Kind of like you win a toy version of this thing.
Yeah. Except it's like a 3-foot-tall robot.
Yeah.
Looks a lot like the chopping mall robots. Yeah. You kind of put a little missile launcher thing on it.
Yeah.
That shoots sausages.
But like, so he wins it for home, and it's just a game, right? You're just supposed to shoot it, and it goes up levels, basically, is the premise of the robo.
Yeah. And he actually cheats to win, which I don't know why they really needed that.
They didn't.
Because Ethan Embry hacks the planet.
Well, you know what it is? The person who would have won if he hadn't hacked the planet was the female lead of the movie, who, because he hacked and won, gives her an excuse to go over and get involved in the plot.
All right.
Yeah, and
I guess that works.
But that would have made sense if it eventually came out that she did that, but I don't think she admitted it at any point, right?
I don't think so.
There would have been an interesting scene if she had been like, I'm the one that got to whatever, or something like that.
You know what happens when you assume? That's what I did.
Yeah, so obviously things go wrong quickly when the robot, evidently nobody lasts past level 4. So as you beat it, it keeps transforming and getting more dangerous.
Their QA department, QA department, was pretty shitty.
And why do you say Q?
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't really connected that yet.
Because the programmer of Evolver is John DeLancey.
Also known as Q
from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Cool.
For all you Trekkies out there, you'll love this one.
Yeah. Yep. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and whatever you get finer podcasts like ours.
Wait, are we doing that already?
Just ended the show.
We have shirts, too.
All right, we'll get to that later.
Hold on. No, but
okay. I assumed it was over, and you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah. No, I have a... the robot evolves in it. You know, things go wrong. The original iteration of this robot, it turns out, was a...
Defense
robot,
Yeah, like a military contract type of thing that was meant to save soldiers' lives, but then there's like a video that the kid uncovers of it killing soldiers.
Because you know, in a movie like this, it's not about saving soldiers.
Yeah.
No.
So, evidently...
little children, really.
Once the defense aspect of it was scrapped, they decided to take it and make it a virtual reality / real robot.
I didn't think about it until now. But the company didn't decide that, right? Like, this designer had made it.
Yes.
And then his project got canceled with the military. Mm-hmm. So his next job from a defense contractor is toy maker.
Yeah. Because the guy who runs the company, the actual CEO guy, doesn't really know this.
No, he thinks
he just wants to make a toy.
He wants a cool toy.
Yeah.
And it's
based on military hardware.
Yeah,
as all toy makers want.
Yeah, how do you get that job transfer? How do you go? Hey, you seem like a good candidate. Your resume is looking great, except for this one thing. Your last job was what?
Right. Well, and let me see if I can get clarification on something here. So, part of the whole contest of winning Evolver is that Evolver spits out data disks every once in a while, and the programmer Q, John DeLancey, wants Ethan Embry to give him the disks back so he can study it.
Yeah.
So it sort of seems like the idea was, okay, kid, try out this robot, try to beat it, and then I'm going to take this data and I'm going to make it better. But there was never like a stated example of, I'm going to try to make this thing a dangerous defense robot again.
No, yeah. He seemed genuine. In the end, I think we thought was intentional from the filmmaker.
I mean, I think he actually took his job at the Isle of Misfit Toys really, really seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Though what you just pointed out, Jay, that whole, like, disc recording things.
Yeah.
In 1995, I'm sure meant nothing to anyone, but in 2019, that seems super evil because that's what we have going on right now.
Yeah.
Our phones are recording this podcast as well as the microphone right now.
Yeah.
Like, the discs are recording literally everything.
I could see Mark Zuckerberg evolvering an Evolver robot.
Maybe we forgot the idea.
Yeah, that could be.
Because the robot was collecting faces.
Right.
Putting them on a disc.
Right.
And then recording everything. So, you know.
So that element of the movie wasn't totally clear because John DeLancey did seem like he was a good person.
Yeah. I wonder if that was intentional, though. Keep it in the dark a bit so we don't know if there's an evil plot going on.
He only wanted to kill the enemy. It's not really his fault that the enemy is anyone playing the game.
Yeah. A 7-year-old child.
Bugs sneak in. I'm a programmer. I know how bugs sneak in. You don't always cover all your bases.
As a programmer, Chris, would you say that the presentation of programming was accurate in this film?
You know, honestly, for a mid-90s hackerish movie, it was a lot better than some things I've seen.
Okay. Yeah,
it wasn't realistic, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But it wasn't, like, crazy terrible.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. There was at least when they described how he got a password, he described phishing and was like, "Oh, well, that's what that is." So that is how you do it. You wouldn't walk around a cyber world and grab beans out of a pot to get the password, you know.
Which is actually more realistic in my world than it is in the '90s. So it's kind of what I do all day.
So as beans. Evolver keeps evolving, he keeps his shape keeps changing, but somehow the kids keep beating him. And it really, when he hits level 3, is when he starts getting pretty deadly.
Yeah.
And they uncover the fact that he's openly trying to kill them.
But I think he kills someone at level 2, though.
He does.
He sucks up some ball bearings that are conveniently the same size as the Nerf balls he's been using.
Yeah.
And he kills a dude in a high school. The bully.
Right.
We're getting back to... There's a bullying trend lately in our episodes.
Yeah, they do try to make Evolver... They try to use him for his recording capabilities at one point by putting him in a hamper and wheeling him into the girls' locker room and to record some nudity.
And let's just say that Evolver can't tell the difference between some boobies and a bully.
Right.
He kills the bully, he records the boobies, so maybe it's not that bad.
Well, and he kills the bully with the ball bearing and escapes with the kids. They find him, and it all comes out
later.
Yeah. So I've got another William H. Macy question here, guys.
Go.
It has been widely rumored that William H. Macy owns a large collection of boomerangs. And there are none in the movie, but Macy himself does claim that he does not collect boomerangs and has no idea how the rumor got started. Do you think it might have been something to do with this movie?
Were there boomerangs in this movie?
No.
Okay, boomerangs.
But I just think it's an interesting fact, and I wanted to bring it up. So.
That's the best line you could probably end. Like, the bit's done now. There's none of us are going to say anything funnier than what Chris just said.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, okay, let's talk about the ending, because I actually thought it was a pretty good ending.
Yeah.
Pretty solid, pretty intense. You know, we have... Evolver turning on his creators and destroying them in a pretty boss fashion.
Oh yeah, badass.
Pretty great.
He starts sucking up some gasoline into his system, and he's got a flamethrower.
Yeah, there's a line in the movie that is supposed to be the code that turns Evolver off.
Yeah.
And so the his creator is like yelling it at him, and Evolver's just like, that doesn't work anymore or something. So
when the creator removed all the military programming, he left the military programming in, but took out the safety code.
He did
code.
Reverse,
Whoops.
But the safety code is something like Phoenix something something, delete, delete.
Yeah.
And then so he yells it at the Evolver, and then Evolver, after he sucks up a bunch of gas, goes, delete this, and shoots like a bunch of
which
gas
I think
fire.
Is great, because as Evolver levels up, his one-liners level
they
up,
do
too.
Get better.
Like,
really
they get
do.
Better, yeah. They're kind of lame at level one, and he gets really snarky by level four.
It's I didn't care for the level 4 model of him as much as I liked just Revolver throughout the rest of the... Because his head kind of goes into his body a little bit and he becomes a little more compact. And, you know, he's got some lasers and stuff at that point. But I just like the regular old Evolver design.
One thing I really did enjoy about this movie is, you know, the whole Chekhov's gun sort of thing. In that you show a kaleidoscope in Act 1.
Oh, yeah. What did Evolver think of it?
He thought it was, I don't
pointless,
remember that.
Right?
Pointless, yeah.
Yeah, he said it was pointless.
He found a reason for that. He found a point for the kaleidoscope.
Yes.
Involving lasers.
Yeah.
And a little girl and a mom and a terry cloth robe.
Yeah. And a teddy bear.
And a teddy bear.
A teddy bear.
That a lot was of fire going
that
on.
Was that
was
the sad
scene.
Part.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Evolver uses the kaleidoscope and a laser gun and builds a laser prison for mom and sister.
Yeah, it's dope. Like the little points on the wall throughout that scene eventually start burning more and more, and like it gets more intense just through like that. It's pretty great.
Although the sense of time presented in the movie is a little bit off.
It's movie time.
Yeah, stick with that. Time. You know, what are you gonna do?
And so Evolver pretty much corners Ethan Embry into fighting because he doesn't want to fight.
Yeah,
but he's like, all right, fine. You don't want to fight me? I'll kill the hostages.
Yeah.
So they have a battle throughout the house. At level 4.
Yeah.
And there's some fairly clever, you know, things that happen to destroy Evolver in the fight. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I think throughout there, like, that a lot of stuff connected by the end. Like, the writing, the structure of the writing was really good.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, the hostage thing could have come out of nowhere if they were sloppy about it. But earlier in the movie, as part of one of the games, he takes the daughter hostage for, or sort of, you know, like, and it's all ha 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 ha. But like, that's in his programming to do that, and that comes around. Like, there's a lot of just like this. Everything else evolves basically from a small fun game into a menacing situation, a
deadly game.
Yeah,
and that's the titular evolver-lution.
Yeah, that's the word. That's the proper conjugation of that.
Rating time.
What should we rate this in?
I'm chest boners. Was that what we were going to do?
Yeah, he does unpack that statement. He can't just say that.
So as Evolver grows up, he eventually develops a chest boner that comes out of his chest.
It's kind of a laser.
It's thing, a laser
right?
gun.
A little hatch opens and a
little hard on comes out. I'm all right with that one.
That's fine. That's fine. That'll work.
So, I'll go first.
Go ahead. Right.
Since I picked it out.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Yeah, fuck. I'm happy about it. It was great. I'm bummed I didn't like see this before. The guy we bought it from said he saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
And I was like, really?
This was in theaters?
Yeah, that's what I saw. And I'm like, what? Wow. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. I've never heard of it. No, not that I've heard of everything, but you know, just.
I guess it was a Trimark thing in the mid-90s for a special time.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, I definitely would have liked to have seen this in the theater.
Yep.
I had a great time. Fucking 90 chest boners.
90! Wow.
I loved it. I think it was great. I think it was a classic kind of movie.
God damn.
I would have a hard time anyone watching this and going, this is awful.
Yeah?
No, yeah, I think it's great.
Okay. Chris, what do you think?
You know, I agree a lot with Mike for the most part. I'm not going to say it's that great. Holy shit. I mean, it's a fun little movie to watch with your friends and stuff. And there are a lot of little clever gags and fun stuff about it. And it was pretty well done. But I'm going to give it more of a 70 laser chest boner.
That's still good.
Okay, it's
still
good. I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
Just not a fucking full-on chest boner for it.
Okay. Well, I did enjoy this. Like I said, I really liked the robot.
Same.
Yeah.
The robot was really cool and fun, and I did enjoy how its snark got worse.
Yeah. With the movie.
Like, that really made it. I think the least likable character was Ethan Embry's character.
Yeah.
Some of it, just the way his character was written, didn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, when the girl was obviously into him, he was just like...
Mm. Yeah, yeah, there was a female character that obviously liked him and was trying to help, and he just was a dick
to her.
He's
not the kind of dull, fun-loving kind of character he usually plays.
Right. And then there was the thing where he cheated to win this contest to get Evolver, and then really just seemed like he didn't want anything to do with him.
So there's a lesson to this movie.
Yeah. If you cheat to get Evolver, enjoy Evolver.
Yeah.
That's the lesson. So I'm going to go straight down the middle. This is a pretty broad range between us, I think. So I'm going to go right in the middle of that chest boner and go 80 chest boners.
Well, we know the average now.
That's the average. So we... As we said, we're here at WindyCon. We're having a good time, as we always do. I think this is the second movie, the successful special. Yeah.
This is insane. This is great that we've had two movies that were great.
Yeah, so we're going to, you know, just keep conning it up here and see what happens next.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Well, Chris did all the outro stuff earlier, so...
So that's... We don't have any more to say.
If you wanted to know anything about where you could follow us or buy anything, rewind.
BMovieMania.com. Buy a t-shirt, subscribe, give us a review. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah?
I don't know.
If you like what we had to say about Evolver and you want to see it, it is actually available on Amazon Prime.
Sweet.
Nice.
So you guys can check it out, too.
You don't have to buy the DVD.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
Chest boner.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydy? You can contact the gang on Facebook at BMovieMania. You can also drop them a line at BMovieMania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They are touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
Sucker.